Hi, Sally Spilling. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents, and do spray now when it gets warm enough. Available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, Organic Heirloom Seedling Sale, May 16th and 17th in Gardner, New York. More information forthcoming at online at fourwindsfarmny.com. Erin Pister is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. They are open and they have everything you need to start seeds, including seeds. But yes, okay, before you do anything, you're going to read the package. Then you're going to spend the next couple weeks getting real about how much space do you have, how much light do you have, how much time do you have to babysit these things. I have a friend who has this whole setup, racks and blah blah blah, and then invariably goes away on vacation, and I become the person who has to like go water these things, and it's terrifying. So make sure that you really do have time coming up to babysit them.
Yeah, especially if you are using grow lights. I mean, it depends on, or it happens, whether you're doing it in your windowsill or if you're doing it under grow lights. You have to consider them drying out or the power going out, which is always a fun bonus this time of year. There's these things, and it sounds like we're kind of talking it down and not allowing people to be optimistic about it, but there are things to consider. So there's a lot to consider.
Yeah. So be the first thing to consider is be reasonable. Reasonable expectations. And I think, you can just do what many of us have done in the past and just go for it any way you can. And that's kind of fun too, but really if you're serious about it, think about your space. Think about, what you're going to do. So at Ward's, you have all kinds of setups, lights, trays, shelves, soil. And that's probably a really good way to start, is to go look at all the stuff that's available and see what fits your need.
Yeah, because I think just going online, you can just see so much, and I always find that seed starting, it's a hands-on experiment, if you will. And so definitely looking and touching all the things that you're going to need, I think is very important to kind of get a full understanding as to what's in store.
Yeah, because you can start seeds in trays. You can start them in cell packs. You can, and I think that again is a great way of thinking about the future, because I think if you start in cell packs and you limit the number of seeds you put in a cell pack, you have something that's pretty easy to transplant.
I think, and yes, and you can do typically they're in 806s, which is your typical six pack that most people have seen at any garden center, or you have 804s, which are a four pack, but they both fit in the same standard tray. And that's kind of nice too, because then, like you were saying before, you can do multiple things. So you can decide, you could do eight different things and a four pack each. So that's a lot of fun, and then you'll know how much space you need.
Yeah. And so looking at that, thinking about that, and thinking about how many of these do you want, how many of those do you want, how many seeds are you going to put in the cell pack. If you put them in a flat tray with no divisions, then you're going to end up doing this thing called pricking out, which is then you have to do this. I don't know why this just scares me to death, but you have to go and pull out like enough of the seedlings so that the ones that you leave can achieve some space. And I don't know. You have to have a pretty different mindset from mine to be able to go in there and pull out little seedlings.
We usually do, we don't usually, sorry, we haven't started our tomatoes in a couple of years, but that's how we would do our tomatoes in a flat tray and kind of this gully down the center and just sprinkle the seeds. Because everybody knows what a tomato seed size is. It's not very big, but it's also not as small as it could be. But planting so many. So if you want to do a lot of tomatoes, this would be a good way because you are saving space. But then you have the chore of having to painstakingly decide who stays and who leaves. And a lot of times you find yourself realizing that you don't want to just pitch some of them. So you might be the neighbor that has a million tomato plants.
Yeah, I my experience with tomatoes is they self-seed a lot of them.
Oh my goodness.
And I've seen some really good repeats coming up. And I've also seen the uh-oh, there's too many tomato plants out there, which is another reason I think to really start thinking now. How many do you really, really want? Because the variety, we are dissing seed starting here, aren't we? But the variety of tomatoes in nurseries is huge.
I think too, yeah, you have to stand back and decide what, yeah, you really have to have a heart to heart with yourself and decide what you want to start yourself and which you just want to leave to the growers. Yeah, because we'll have them out during the right time. You won't have to care for them at all. It's sometimes it's kind of the best of both worlds where you can kind of dabble in seed starting, but leave the kind of more finicky things up to the people that have the space.
Because one of the things that will be upcoming, not right away, but after you start your seeds and get them going, you're going to want to harden them off, which means you're going to want to take them inside and outside. Inside during the day, outside during the day, and inside at night. And this is all happening. Boy, I'm really dissing seed starting.
No, maybe we weren't the right people to choose for
I
this.
know. And go back to equipment as soon as I have my rant. But, and that all happens and during that end of May time when you never know if there's going to be a frost. So I don't know. I will say on a positive note, I am going to start some seeds this year. I'm not quite sure how, but I harvested some dahlia seeds last year.
How fun.
And so I decided I'm just going to try a little group of dahlia seeds and see what I get because they're all the singles and they'll morph and you'll get things you've never seen before. So that to me is worth it, because if nothing happens, nothing happens.
Nothing was lost, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But if it happens, that'd be great. So, okay, so we haven't talked you out of it and you still want to start seeds. So, but we've made you realistic about your chances. Some people have fabulous seed starting energy and they are wonderful seed starters. And I think it is, if you've never done it, it's worth taking a small whack at it and see if you're one of those people who really can do a great thing with them. Because if you are, that'll be a great thing to know.
Definitely. I think, yeah, like you were saying, I think start small. And then also choose some of the items, some of the plants that are quick germinators. And then you can kind of get an idea of what is expected of you to grow things. You've heard it all, you know, where you have the children start the marigold seeds because it's almost a sure thing. It's the same idea with herbs or regular vegetables or flowers. You'd want to do the same idea.
Yeah. So wait a minute. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and tell you about the soil because we're getting down to dirt. Erin Pister is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. And we're talking about seed starting. We'll try and be more positive. I'm sorry. Garden Show and Home, Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Flower Power at the Ozone. And the Ozone is a fabulous resource center for a sustainable lifestyle. They're on Pitcher Lane in Upper Red Hook and at theozonehv.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.